The following is another Class Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Out on the left wing, Patch dumps it down. Now needs some help. As the ball hit the floor, Harvey trying to come help her instead. She'll dish it off to Cleholm. Drives the baseline left side. Sand lays it up and in. Cleholm now with 7 points in the ball game.
Tonight, an area rivalry is renewed in Shelton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Kennesaw Blue Devils. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Got a soft ball underneath their own hoop, lob it up to Brady State, right elbow to Stoker, gives it off in the paint, little jump stop, they let Dalton Bender go with that one, he'll lay it up and in.
Both schools have two games under their belts. Our boys' contest features a battle of 1-1 teams, while the girls' squads will capture their first win of the season tonight. It's the Blue Devils and Bulldogs coming up next, but first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Deere live from Shelton. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Shelton, Nebraska. Game two of tonight's Classic Hits 98.9 basketball doubleheader about ready to get underway. It's been a long night of basketball, and we'll tip things off here momentarily between the Shelton Bulldogs and the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Our girls' game went down to the wire, but Kennesaw gets their first win of the year, 35-34 over Shelton. Here are two teams that are 1-1. Kennesaw off that outstanding season last year that saw them get to the state tournament, but just like in football, they were decimated by graduation and have a good sprinkling of seniors, but still have some injuries to overcome. Same thing with Shelton. If you joined us at halftime of the girls' game, Matt Walter talking about all the kids that are out, at least four of them. So some of those kids that they worked all summer with did not make it into practice this winter, so some different kids out there. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPrets.com. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look.
For service, savings, and selection.
Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearns.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Time now for the starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. First off, for the visitors from Kennesaw, number 11, a 5'7 senior, Trevor Burr. Number 15, a 5'9 senior, Tyce Clark. Number 23, 5'11 junior, Austin Schnitzler. Number 31, a 6'1 senior, Lane Tibbs. And number 53, 6'2 sophomore, Carson Woodman. For Shelton, number 10, 5'11 senior, Derek Ellis. Number 12, 6'3 senior, Taryn Hawks. Number 14, 6'4 senior, Spencer Wires. Number 20, 5'11 sophomore, Jared Muehlbach. And number 50, 6'3 senior, Dakota Pollard. Matt Walter coaches Shelton. Jack Anram coaches Kennesaw. And they are wasting no time getting our basketball game underway. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, and that is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip here will go to the visiting team from Kennesaw against the man-to-man. The first shot of the game is on the way and good for Trevor Burr. And as Coach Walters said earlier tonight with us here on Classic Hits, he's the man they've got to watch, and he hits the first bucket of the ball game, a three-pointer. Man-to-man that way, zone the other way, and trying to answer, Shelton does with a three of their own with Derek Ellis. So out of the gate with some fireworks here in our boys' game on Classic Hits. And as always, on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With it to the right-hand corner for Kennesaw will be Austin Schnitzler. Gets it back, fires the three. Schnitzler off the heel that time, no good. And we have got a over-the-back foul down low as Kennesaw's Lane Tibbs grabbed the loose ball. Shelton with the shove. It's going to go on Derek Ellis. First foul of the game. The Nebraska volleyball team has taken a 2-0 lead over San Diego in the NCAA regional semifinals as the three-pointer is too strong here by Kennesaw. And the rebound brought down to the backside by Spencer Wires to Derek Ellis. Ellis leaves it off in the right-hand corner, hits the cutter. Turnaround jumper Wires is too strong, all blue underneath. Trevor Burr has the rebound. He'll push the ball up the floor. 25-20, 25-23, Nebraska over San Diego in the first two sets tonight in Lincoln. Kennesaw basketball worked the ball inside to the big post man, turning around and throwing it up off the glass is Carson Woodman. And it's 5-5-3, Kennesaw. Woodman off balance, still found a way to put it off that square. At the other end, Shelton wasting again. No time. Quick shot on the way. Jared Muehlbach from three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Woodman. And into the front court comes Kennesaw. Attacking, kicking out for a three-pointer. Tyce Clark, no good. Offensive rebound. Back up and in. Carson Woodman. And he draws the foul. Well, this will get everybody involved again here. Getting some points early. Getting up and down the floor early. Quick shots. After the girls' game that saw a lot of stoppage of play, we're getting right after it here, and the foul is on Spencer Wires of Shelton, his first. And Carson Woodman now to try and complete the three-point play. On the way, and it's good. So 5 points already for Woodman here in the first minute, 45, and it is 8-3 in favor of Kennesaw. As they play man-to-man, driving in, getting tripped up for Shelton as Jared Muehlbach dishes it off to Taren Hawks. His short jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Burr. Burr brings it into the front court, dumps it into the right-hand corner to Tyce Clark, pulls up for another three. It's no good. Rebound grabbed by Dakota Pollard for Shelton. Pollard gets it out on the right wing, good crossover move, taking it to the hoop, and scoring is Derek Ellis. He's got both buckets here for Shelton, 8-5. So some good quickness shown by both teams here in the first 3 minutes. Ball on the right wing, down low. There's a little pushing down there between Pollard and Woodman, and it caused Kennesaw to lose the basketball. So Kennesaw with the first turnover of the game for either team. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic girls, no problem with Ward, 55-18. And at the end of three, Ward leads the boys game 38-34. That's currently airing on ESPN. 14-60. Three-pointer by Shelton. No good. Austin Schnitzler will get the rebound. Top of the key. There's some room down the middle of the floor, but not putting the ball on the ground was Lane Tibbs, and they will call Lane for the walk. And that will be back-to-back turnovers here for Kennesaw. Ball in the front court for Shelton and Jared Muehlbach, and a little too much bumping up front there by Tyce Clark, and he'll be called for the first foul of the game for Kennesaw. Got some other girls' scores that we'll pass along to you from games around the state and around the area. Centura beat Adams Central tonight 53-45. St. Cecilia over Donovan Trumbull 65-39. Hershey beat Cozad girls 46-26. Back to action here. Pollard gets the ball inside. Short jumper, no good. Tries to tip it back up. Won't go. Trevor Burr gets the board for Kennesaw. Long outlet pass quickly underneath the Woodman, and there's the grab by Dakota Pollard. He'll get his first foul. Some other girls' action tonight. Holdridge beat Hastings 57-40. Lawrence Nelson over Franklin 30-19. Lincoln Southeast beat Grand Island 45-27. Omaha Central 83, Omaha Bryan 4. A Class A girls' score tonight. Red Cloud beat Harvard 31-20. Pleasanton over Elwood 47-35. Here's Woodman on the low post. Kicks it out for another three. That's Lane Tibbs. They hit the first one. Now they've missed five in a row. Offensive rebound, though. Back up and in. Falling away, Carson Woodman. And he has got 7 of the first 10 points, and it's 10-5. Kennesaw with the lead. Dribble drive. Putting it up with a one-hand runner, Jared Muehlbach. No good. Another one and done. And Woodman gets the rebound. Baseball pass down to the deep right-hand corner. Trevor Burr, three. It's good. Burr has both threes here for Kennesaw, and it's 13-5 in favor of the Blue Devils. Coach Jack Ingram telling us in their loss to BDS, they shot only 22%, and they are off to a much better start here tonight. Midway through the first, 13-5. Kennesaw with the lead here at Shelton. Kennesaw won the girls game by 135-34. Spencer Wires, one dribble, low post, turns, kicks it back out for the three-pointer. Jared Muehlbach all the way around and out. No good. Schnitzler with the rebound to Clark. Down to Woodman. He tried to come to a stop, but they say he walked. Carson thought that he got the big old right foot planted, but they say no. Turnover number three for Kennesaw. Wilcox Hildreth girls beat Alma tonight in overtime, 42-37. And I think that covers pretty much everybody that would be in the immediate listening area when it comes to girls basketball games tonight. A lot more on that coming up at the halftime. Right now, though, Shelton trying to find a way to put some more points on the board. Derek Ellis has all five of them so far. Jared Muehlbach with the basketball. Gives it to Taryn Hawks inside the arc left side. Back up top to Ellis. Dribbles into the double team. Out to Hawks for the three. Will not go. Rebound brought down by Carson Woodman. He's controlling the game right now. And Kennesaw likes what they're seeing. Another three. This one is no good. Lane Tibbs. Backside rebound ends up in Tyce Clark's hands. Second chance opportunity. Now Clark dribbled it off his foot and lost the basketball. Picked up by Hawks, but he doesn't have numbers. So up the floor he comes. That doesn't mean he's going to stop. He'll kick it out. A three for Pollard. And that is off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Trevor Burr. So a lot of shots now and nothing going in. 13-5 Kennesaw. With it is Trevor Burr. Trying for his third three. No good. Long rebound comes out to Tyce Clark. Already 9 3-point attempts by Kennesaw. Clark drives, partially blocked by Dakota Pollard. The ball will go out of bounds off of Shelton. Clark hit the deck, but he gets back up in. Looks to be okay. Again, Kearney Catholic boys trailing at Ord 38-34 as they enter the fourth quarter of play on ESPN 1460. You can hear the St. Cecilia Donovan Trumbull match on 1230 AM KHAS. All the action also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shelton on the defense. Kennesaw off the inbounds. Keaton Harpham has come in. Get it down low to Schnitzler. He drives. His shot won't go. Coming out of there with it, it looked like was Spencer Wires. He kicks it out. Shelton drives up the floor. Has the ball knocked off the leg of Muehlbach and out of bounds. That'll be their first turnover. Back into the ball game. A few subs here. Let's check and see what Kennesaw is doing. Looks like Corey Heyer will come in. So Heyer is out there along with Keaton Harpham, Burr, Woodman, and Schnitzler. 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. 13-5, Kennesaw. Burr needs a little help as he lost the dribble. Now they swing it around to the right side. Woodman over Pollard. Little one-hand baby hook. No good. Board brought down by Taryn Hawks, his first. Hawks, long outlet pass, Ellis. Ellis attacks the hoop, now kicks it off to Pollard. Kicks it out, faking the three and walking with the basketball will be Hawks. So shot selection right now, nothing will go. And then we've seen a couple shots passed up as Wyatt Woodman will check into the ballgame for Kennesaw. 1:45, we're in the first quarter. Again, the JVs, we started late, that was the plan, but games have all taken a little longer than normal, so... Very late start here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jumper from Schnitzler from the free throw line. Rattles out, no good. Another rebound brought down by Shelton. And get it into the hands of Jared Muehlbach. Brings it to the top of the circle, into the corner to Pollard. Pollard tries to get it into Wires, and reaching over the top, committing the foul will be Austin Schnitzler. That'll be his first and the team's second. Shelton ball on the baseline. And to toss it in will be Jared Muehlbach. 13-5 in favor of Kennesaw. Inbounds pass to Wires. He goes up and right there in his face to block the shot and take it away will be Wyatt Woodman. Great defensive play. And at the other end, a nice defensive play on the other end from Shelton's Taryn Hawks to deflect the long pass away. So we've been stuck on 13-5 for quite some time now. We'll see if somebody can change that. Kennesaw on this possession. Get the ball inside. Spin move. Schnitzler ran right into the wall. It's taken away there by Dakota Pollard. Up ahead to Ellis. Three in transition on the way. No good by Jared Muehlbach. Long rebound run down by Derek Ellis. Over to Pollard. Pollard outside the arc, takes one dribble, gets it to Hawks on the low post, swing it over here to Ellis, squares for three, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Trevor Burr. 2 for 9 for Kennesaw from three-point land, and 1 for 8 for Shelton. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. On the left elbow, Schnitzler throws it across the zone into the hands of Burr, drives, puts it up over wires, tough shot, and it goes. 8 for Burr, and the other 7 belong to Carson Woodman. 15-5, Kennesaw with 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Up the floor come the Bulldogs, and holding it for a moment will be Derek Ellis. And it looks like down 10, they're going to make sure it's the last shot. Dribbling in center circle over to Wires. He's on the weak side, drives into the double team. Then the ball is stolen away. Chance here for Kennesaw, layup at the horn. Burr, oh, it rolled out. Burr, I think, got into that case. He didn't know if he'd get there in time. And he put it up just a little bit shy, and it rolls off the rim, no good. So at the end of one quarter of play, it's the Kennesaw Blue Devils 15, the Shelton Bulldogs 5. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Are you looking for more protection against bad weather hitting your crops than federal crop insurance alone can provide? The Kroll Agency now offers total weather insurance, providing supplemental coverage against drought, excess moisture, heat stress, and fall freeze. And the program pays out automatically when bad weather hits. That means no paperwork and no adjuster coming out to your farm. Call the Kroll Agency to learn more and get a free quote today. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
Welcome back to Shelton. I want to thank Athletic Director Ron Blaze for his hospitality and, of course, to all the fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school hoops tonight. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, as we start the second quarter of our boys' game, 15-5. Kennesaw with the lead, 8 points for Trevor Byrne, the other 7 to Carson Woodman. Derek Ellis has all 5 here for the home team at Shelton. Shelton starts with the ball, driving in is going to be Muehlbach. He found a seam in the defense, and when Kennesaw collapsed on it, the foul was called. It's going to go on number 43, Wyatt Woodman, it looks like. Or are they going to change it up and call Corey Heyer? Looks like it's on Corey Heyer. So the first foul on Heyer, and the free throw by Muehlbach is on the way, and it is no good. That's the first free throw attempt of the ball game for Shelton. And Kennesaw will bring Lane Tibbs back into the contest. Again, the Nebraska volleyball team up 2-0 over South Dakota tonight at the NCAA tournament. And the second free throw, Muehlbach, is short. Rebound comes down to Tyce Clark, his third, but then it's stolen away. Muehlbach got it back, goes in for the left-hand layup and scores. So Jared makes up for the 2 missed free throws with the steal and bucket, and it's 15-7. Kennesaw up by 8. Tice now tries to answer all the way to the low block, runs into Wires, has to kick it back out. Reversed over for Corey Heyer for a 3. It's no good. Ball pulled down by Spencer Wires. He's got 4 of his team's 7 rebounds. Into the front court with it will be Muehlbach. He's kind of handling the point a little bit more than Ellis, who has it on the right side of the arc. One dribble, trying to post up Wires. They've got him against the big fella Carson Woodman, so he'll kick it back out. Top of the key, here's another 3. Jared Muehlbach off the heel, no good. And trying to get the rebound, a big collision, and it looks like they'll get Owen Madden for the foul as he cleared out a couple of Kennesaw Blue Devils. Earlier tonight, Texas, the number one team in the country, had to rally to beat upstart American University. American won the first set, and then Texas pretty much rolled 14, 16, and 20 after that. So, boy, Would that have been something? Here is another three on the way, and it is good for Trevor Burr. He's made the three-pointers for Kennesaw, three of them at 11 total points. 18-7, Muehlbach starts to drive, now turns and kicks it back out top to Ellis. And it looks like we got a hand check foul going to be called here on Kennesaw. A reminder that more high school basketball comes your way tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. Bertrand at Loomis, the doubleheader scheduled to begin at approximately 6 o'clock. Inbounds pass here for a three. On the way, Ellis off the heel, no good. Muehlbach goes in. He knocks it loose. It ends up in the hands of Spencer Wires, and he'll lay it up for the easy two. 18-9 on the offensive putback here for Shelton. Left-hand corner with it is Corey Heyer. Skip pass right side to Tibbs. He comes in. A wild shot that time. Thought he had an open look. Switched hands, and out of bounds it goes, and we have got a foul called on Kennesaw's Lane Tibbs after he missed that shot. So that'll be his first, and it looks like that is the fifth team foul on Kennesaw. Shelton struggling a little bit offensively. They're shooting the ball well. And another hand check foul called now on Kennesaw. Trevor Burr will get the foul. Sixth team foul, and Pollard will come back in. Shelton has Hawks, Muehlbach, Pollard, Ellis, and Wires, the original five, now back on the floor with 5:52 to go. The lob into Wires, tipped. He got it back, can't get the easy shot, so kicks it out to Hawks, back to Wires. Free throw line comes up short. Rebound comes out to Woodman, who boxed out the shooter. That's his fifth board. 18-9, and trying to come in from behind, Jared Muehlbach with another foul. The last four or five fouls have been very ticky-tack. Not that they're not fouls, but, I mean, a hand check. There, Muehlbach tried to just reach in from behind, something you don't do, and got dinged for that one, his first and the team's fifth. So ticky-tack, but also a couple of foolish fouls out there as Shelton will get set defensively. Kennesaw will put up an air ball three-pointer that time, which results in the ball going out of bounds to Shelton. Schnitzler back in for Kennesaw. Burr's going to get a breather, so you've got Schnitzler, Clark, along with Tibbs, Heyer, and Carson Woodman on the floor here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, leading at 18-9 with 5.5 to go here in quarter number two. Back cut, there's Wires. He got fouled, or the shot would have went. Beautiful play there. Shelton just didn't finish it for a chance at a three-point play. And now Spencer Wires, the 6'4 senior, will go to the line to shoot two. Corey Heyer picks up his second personal foul. Wires with 2 points earlier this quarter. We'll put the free throw up, and it is no good. Second free throw coming up. And the second free throw now by the senior Wires. Waiting, taking a little extra time. And the lefty puts this one up, and it is good. So Spencer now with 3 points in the ball game. Shelton in double figures. It's 18-10. Kennesaw with 5:15 to go in the first half. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Here's a pick and roll. Schnitzler, he's the roller, but get a wild shot. Rebound brought down by Wires, but then it's stolen away on the outlet pass that time by Tyce Clark. He'll hold the ball now and get Kennesaw back in an offensive set. On the right wing with it, Lane Tibbs, left-handed dribble to the top of the key, over to Schnitzler. The flat three is no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Taren Hawks. Hawks will wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up himself. One-on-one, has some room. Penetrates, then turns and dishes it back out to Ellis. He'll pass up the three. Over to Muehlbach. You can see they're starting to get gun-shy now since the ball's not going in, and the ball will be stolen away. Shelton tried to force it inside. Their fifth turnover. And Jared Muehlbach putting pressure on Clark up the floor, going to be calling for the blocking foul. That's the second on Muehlbach, sixth team foul. So Kennesaw will take it out on the side. In the girls' game, Kennesaw won 35-34, and Coach Jace Morgan will join us for a couple of minutes at the half to talk about their first win of the season. Off the inbound, Kennesaw had nothing, so they'll set up the half court. Clark on the right wing to Lane Tibbs, back up top to Clark. Clark into the left-hand corner to Corey Heyer. They get it to Woodman in the post. They double down on him. Over to Schnitzler. Throws it up high over Wires. No good. Woodman got the rebound.
still trying to force it in the paint. Tibbs will throw it up, no good. And finally, Shelton grabs it. Carson Woodman was all over the place down there as Ellis draws the double team, a 360 one-hander, and it went. Well, it wasn't a textbook shot, but Shelton needed something to go, and they found one there, 18-12. Six-point lead for Kennesaw. But they've been stuck on 18. One three-point bucket is all they have so far here in the second quarter, and another hand check foul on Shelton. This is on Derek Ellis, his second. Both teams are now in the 1-1. Back in for Kennesaw will be Trevor Burr. And free throws coming up for Tyce Clark. He's trying to become the third Blue Devil to score. And the free throw is no good. And crash of the boards, Dakota Pollard will bring it down. Into the front court, driving. Hawks off balance, throws it off the glass. It spins around the cylinder and will not go. Rebound to Lane Tibbs. He'll give it off to Clark, who hustles it into the front court. Pulls up from 16 on the right elbow. No good. Another rebound by Pollard. Pollard will hand it off. And Ellis will walk the ball up the floor. Now puts some pressure on. Brings it right at Woodman. And again, another wild shot. The last three have all been a little out of control here for Shelton. And the rebound brought down by Austin Schnitzler. Into the front court, Tibbs. Thinking about the three, they sag on him. Gives it up top to Trevor Burr. Guarded by Derek Ellis. Now Tibbs for three. No good off the heel. High in the air. Spencer Wires grabs his seventh board here in the first half. Needs some help. Gets nearly mugged. You can hear the Shelton crowd. Gets rid of it. A three on a two-on-two situation. Hawks, no good. Rebound brought down by Woodman. 1 of 11 here in the first half from outside the arc for Shelton. Top of the key with it is Schnitzer. Back to Tibbs. He decides to drive. Pollard makes him change his shot. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Wires will get the rebound. We were so hot to start the game, and now for 9 minutes, nothing. And a block shot down low. Give the block shot to Lane Tibbs, and Kennesaw coach Jack Ingram says, I've seen enough. Let's settle it down. Get something settled down here. 2:23 to go in the first half of play. It's Kennesaw 18, Shelton 12. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Shelton. 18-12, Shelton trails here in our boys game with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. And now, away from the basketball, Kennesaw has Austin Schnitzler go down. A foul called, either trying to work through a pick. It was away from the ball, so I didn't see exactly what happened, but Schnitzler is grabbing his upper chest area, and he's a tough kid. The foul was on Derek Ellis. I just have to assume it was a pick or a screen, and he is down catching a breather here. So see if he can catch his breath, and then they'll probably bring somebody in to shoot free throws for him. While they attend to him, we'll remind you that if you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, is located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. And they are going to put Carson Woodman at the line to shoot the free throws. It's a 1-1. And the first one is no good. So the rebound brought down by Spencer Wires. 9 first half rebounds here for Wires. And nobody helps him out, so he dribbles the ball up the floor himself. A little confusion here for Kennesaw to get readjusted on who's got who after Schnitzler was taken out. They'll spread the floor here against the Kennesaw man-to-man. Dribbling out top is Taren Hawks. Down 18-12. Lobs it down to Wires. One-on-one. Puts it off the glass and scored. And the foul called on Wyatt Woodman. And a chance for a three-point play here for Spencer Wires, who's really stepped up in the second quarter. 18-14. That's the first foul on Wyatt Woodman. Chance to make it a three-point game here. Already 6 in a row for Shelton, and make it 7. And another timeout on the floor, and this one is going to be taken by Shelton coach Matt Walter. It's a 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. It is Kennesaw 18 and Shelton 15.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Welcome back to Shelton High School. High school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow, Bertrand at Loomis. Tuesday, Ravenna at Kearney Catholic. Thursday, Gibbon at Ravenna. We've got more for you. Friday and Saturday, we've got hoops as well. Next week, Elm Creek, Kearney Catholic Friday. Next Saturday will be Pleasanton, Wilcox, Hildreth, and that'll get us into the Christmas break. So, seeing a whole bunch of teams. Right now, it's 18-15. Kennesaw boys lead Shelton a minute and a half before we hit the halftime break. They call timeout, trying to set this play up. Down to Tibbs on the low block. He's double-teamed by the big fellas, Pollard and Wires, and ends up throwing it away. Second turnover of the quarter, seventh of the game here for Kennesaw. Shelton I have for 5 turnovers, but Kennesaw has turned ice cold. They had 13 points in the first 3 minutes of the game. They've had 5 since. They were up 13-5. Shelton went about 5 minutes at the end of the first quarter without scoring a point. In for Shelton is going to be junior Cecina. Gives it over to Pollard. Dakota back up top. Three-pointer on the way, and it is good for Taren Hawks, and we are tied up. 18-18. A 9-0 run here for Shelton to tie this game up with under a minute to go in the first half. Kennesaw will get the ball to Keaton Harpum inside to Wyatt Woodman. He wheels and deals and will be fouled. Kennesaw's getting that ball deep on the block. Not near the success they had earlier. But 2 free throws coming up for Wyatt Woodman, looking for his first point. The foul is called on junior Cecina. 9th team foul of the half. 44 seconds to go here before halftime. And the free throw is on the way. It rattles in and out, and it is no good. Back into the ball game for Kennesaw will be Corey Heyer. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll talk with Kennesaw girls coach Jace Morgan after their 35-34 win. Give you the first half stats, update other scores, and Nebraska volleyball. Stay with us. Wyatt Woodman's second free throw is good. And that snaps the 9-0 run by Shelton. 19-18, Kennesaw. And Shelton acting like they want to play for one. Almost a carry there by Jared Muehlbach. He's being guarded tightly by Keaton Harpum. Finally has to get rid of it to Hawks. Now they run the play, still with 25 seconds to Cecina. Back up top. They'll go to Muehlbach. Pulls up from 14. No good. Coming in there is going to be Corey Heyer to yank the rebound down. Give it off to Harpum. Harpum into the front court with 13. Now down low to Woodman. Woodman clears some space. No good for Carson. Rebound brought down by Dakota Pollard. 5 seconds to go. Right side Hawks. 3-2. Pollard from 28 feet. Almost banked it in. And that's the end of the first half of play here at Shelton. A tight ball game. It started like a blaze of fire with 18 points in the first 3 minutes. But since then, we've only doubled it over the next 13 minutes. And at the end of the first half of play, It's Kennesaw 19 and Shelton 18. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Lisa, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to Shelton. Kennesaw in the lead, 19-18 at half at our boys' game. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, taking a look at some other scores tonight, a lot of girls' games have already concluded for the evening, plus the Nebraska volleyball team is in action tonight in the NCAA tournament. And Nebraska, 2 points away from a sweep over San Diego. Although it's been very tight, San Diego had the lead for quite a while in Game 3. Nebraska won the first two sets 25-20 and 25-23. They're up 23-20 in the third set. If they win, it is a rematch with Texas. Texas went four sets against American University tonight, dropping the opener 26-24, but then winning it 25-14, 16, and 20. So if Nebraska can finish it off here, it'll be Nebraska-Texas in the Elite Eight tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. At the Devaney Center. Let's take a look at some of the girls' basketball scores from earlier tonight as they are putting up all the music here for the halftime at Shelton. First off, in girls' play, we had Arapahoe beat Southwest 51-28. It was Centura over Adams Central 53-45. Columbus SCOTUS beat Grand Island Central Catholic 37-28. Elm Creek girls edged SEM 59-56. It was Hastings St. Cecilia over Donovan Trumbull 65-39. Hershey beat Cozad 46-26. The Holdridge girls beat Hastings 57-40. Kearney Catholic downed Ord 55-18. Lawrence Nelson over Franklin 30-19. Lincoln Southeast beat Grand Island 45-27. In a very competitive game from outside the area in Class A tonight, Lincoln Southwest beat Norfolk 72-68. On the other side of things, a score posted had Omaha Central beat Omaha Bryan 83-4. Ravenna girls beat Burwell tonight 54-31. Pleasanton over Elwood 47-35. Red Cloud down Harvard 31-20. Sandhill Stedford beat Ansley Litchfield 54-42. Shelby Rising City over Giltner 63-33. And in overtime, the Wilcox-Hildreth girls beat Alma 42-37. Here, it's 19-18, halftime of our boys' game. And in the girls' game earlier tonight, it was a back and forth, two teams that were looking for their first victory of the year. And Kennesaw was able to pull out a 35-34 victory over Shelton. And Coach Jace Morgan is here to join us. And Coach, it may not have been pretty, but just to get that first win of the season, it's a big deal. And you could kind of tell down the stretch in the fourth quarter, both teams, both sets of girls knew that they had a chance to win tonight.
It definitely was not a pretty game. We started out the game. We got a lot of steals. We created a lot of turnovers, but we just were not making any of our shots. And that just kind of seemed to stay the same throughout the game. We got our looks. We got steals. And unfortunately, they just weren't falling for us tonight. But luckily, we gave ourselves a chance to stay in the game, and we made a big shot at the end there when we banked in a three and made the free throw to follow. But, we gave ourselves a chance to win the game, and luckily that's how it happened tonight.
It was the only three that Kennesaw made tonight. It came from Bretta Schneider, who really had a solid game all the way around for you.
Yeah, she really did. I think she ended up with 15 points or something like that, and she had about that many rebounds. So I think she ended up with a double-double tonight, and that was huge. We definitely needed that from her. And being the oldest, one of the older girls on the team, you know, we only have three juniors out there, and she's one of them. She stepped up tonight and did some really good things for us that we needed.
Yeah, and when we say three juniors, there are no seniors either. So a young team to work with. But, boy, they got all over the boards tonight, and that was one of the reasons that you guys were able to keep the lead most of the night.
Yeah, I think we ended up having, you know, three girls in double digits on rebounds. And I was super happy with that, super happy with our rebounds. We are a young team, and we made some silly turnovers. And that youth had a little something to do with it, and the nerves. And, you know, the girls put a lot of pressure on themselves. They wanted to get that first win of the season. And now that we got that, I think we can really start to run with it.
So you're through three games. Where have you seen the improvement? Obviously, the turnovers need to be cut down, and you got to find a way to get the ball in the hoop. Shot free throws okay tonight. You're hitting the boards. But where even in just three games have you seen improvement?
You know, the first game against Blue Hill, we didn't get any shots. We weren't looking to score. And Blue Hill made it tough for us to do that. But then we came out in BDS, and we got some good looks. We were sick that night against BDS, and so we really relied on all of our young girls to step up, and they did. And so, you know, every game they get a little more experience, and they're getting a little more comfortable out there. And we still got a ways to go, but you know, everybody's getting better. They're getting more looks. They're starting to become a little more confident, and that confidence, that's just what we got to keep. Just got to keep getting that.
And quite a few games still before the Christmas break. You go back home to play Arcadia Loup City tomorrow. Then,
Then
we'll see you guys Tuesday when you go over to Amherst. So a couple of games that should once again be kind of competitive for you guys.
Yeah, you know, Arcadia Loup City, I just saw that they won tonight. They're 3-1 now. So it's a team that, you know, they're winning this season. So they've got that winning feeling. And so it'll be tough to have them come in and expect it to be an easy one, but I think it's one that we can battle like we did tonight, and hopefully we shoot a little bit better than what we shot tonight, but I think we can do that.
All right, Jace, congratulations on the first win of the season. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Best of luck tomorrow.
All right, great. Thank you.
That's Jace Morgan. He's the head girls coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They win it 35-34. Brenna Schneider, 13 points, 13 rebounds, 10 points for Brielle Schneider. Also, Kendra Nunn had 13 rebounds, and Jordan Dassinger add 12 rebounds, as I had Kennesaw for 48 boards in the game. For Shelton, they were led by Jessica Koenig with 14.6 rebounds, and Amber Harvey had 13 points in the game tonight. Halftime of the boys' game, it is 19-18. Kennesaw leads Shelton by one, and we'll take a look at the numbers after this timeout.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
Look at the first half stats here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, starting with Shelton. I have Derek Ellis with 7 points, one rebound. Taryn Hawks hit a three-pointer. He's also got three rebounds. Spencer Wires, big second quarter, all six of his points there. He's got a game-high 9 boards. Jared Muehlbach has 2 points, and Dakota Pollard has 4 rebounds and 1 blocked shot. 5 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second at the half. Shelton has 18 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 5 from the free throw line, 2 of 13 from three-point land, 1 block, 5 turnovers. Derek Ellis has 3 fouls, and Jared Muehlbach has 2. For Kennesaw, Trevor Burr leads the way with 11 points. He's hit 3 threes. He has 5 rebounds. Tyce Clark, 3 rebounds. Austin Schnitzler, 3 rebounds. Lane Tibbs, 2 rebounds and a blocked shot. Corey Heyer has 1 rebound. Wyatt Woodman, 1 point, 1 rebound. And Carson Woodman, 7 points and 7 rebounds. 15 points in the first quarter, but Kennesaw only had 4 points in the second quarter. At the half, 19 points, 21 rebounds. Also, 2 of 5 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 7 turnovers. Corey Heyer has 2 fouls, the only player with more than one. And at the half, It's Kennesaw 19, Shelton 18, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
We are ready for second half action here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Shelton, Kennesaw, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kennesaw will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading it by one, 19-18, but only 4 points scored. Austin Snitzler does start the second half, so the wind knocked out of him late in the second quarter seems to be about all. Maybe he'll have a bruise tomorrow as they post up Woodman against Wires. Now kick it out for a three. Lane Tibbs, good. So the 4-3 of the ball game, the first one made by somebody other than Trevor Burr. We had 27 three-point attempts by the two teams, and they only made five of the first half. Derek Ellis into the corner. Pollard for three. It's over everything, but the backside rebound is grabbed by Muehlbach. Back up top to Taren Hawks. Lob it down to Wires. They double-team him. Takes a big drop step. Puts it up. Draws the foul. It's still sitting on the rim, and it falls off. Two free throws coming up for Spencer Wires. He's 2 of 3 at the line. 6 points all in the second quarter. And I believe he also had 6 boards in the second quarter, 5 or 6. The foul was called here on Carson Woodman. That'll be his first personal foul. That's one thing for Kennesaw. No foul trouble coming into the second half of the game. Only one player had more than one. And now Wires puts that left-handed free throw up, and it's off the front of the rim and no good. He'll have a second one coming. And the Nebraska volleyball team has swept San Diego, 25-20, 23-22. They'll play Texas in the Elite Eight tomorrow, 8 o'clock in Lincoln. Second free throw, Wires, that's up, and that is good for the first point of the second half, 22-19, Kennesaw with the lead in this opening minute. Up the floor with it, Trevor Burr, game's leading scorer with 11 points. He and Woodman have 18 of the 19 in the first half. Now another three by Tibbs, and he hits back-to-back threes. So for all the misses in the first half, if they get anything going in the second half, we'll see the point total roll again, 25-19. Kearney Catholic boys rally to beat Ord today, 54-48, picking up the win on the road. Kearney Catholic girls cruised in their game, as you heard, at halftime. So Stars pick up 2 wins. Driving, kicking, three on the way, and good for Taren Hawks. So three threes right out of the gate here. This is kind of how we started the first quarter. Remember, we had 18 points in about 3 minutes, and then we had 37 total by half. 25-22 Kennesaw. Here's Schnitzler. How about another three? That spins out that time. No good. Defensive rebound brought down by Derek Ellis. Ellis looking for some help. He'll throw it back underneath the hoop. Grabbed there by Muehlbach. Being harassed by Tyce Clark, trying to use his off arm to keep him away. Drives to the double team, out to Pollard, 14-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Trevor Burr, his sixth, and the ball deflected away in the backcourt. They'll have to throw it in again. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from Shelton. Thank you to Athletic Director Ron Blaze and the fine folks here for their hospitality. Lawrence Nelson beat the Franklin boys. Cozette over Hershey tonight in games that are already done. Here's a nice entry pass to Schnitzler, who's going to be fouled. And I think they're going to give him 2 free throws. And the foul will be called on Jared Muehlbach, and he has 3. So Muehlbach and Ellis each with 3 fouls here for Shelton. And at the line will be Austin Schnitzler, looking for his first point of the basketball game, and he'll get it. 26-22, Kennesaw. Kennesaw will host Arcadia Loup City tomorrow. Shelton is off for a week. The boys at Red Cloud. And the second free throw is up, and it is in, 27-22. Driving is going to be Muehlbach. Kicks it into the corner to Pollard. Now back down low. They've posted up Hawks. Hawks will power it up, and Terran scores. 5 of the quarter and 8 in the game. 27-24 Kennesaw. Tibbs in the corner. Back out to Burr. Burr, they've kind of kept him quiet here the first 3 minutes of the half. He'll come off a couple of picks down to the right-hand corner, guarded by Hawks. Rotated back to Tibbs. Cutter Schnitzler in the paint. Might have got away with a walk, but he throws up the left-hander off the glass and scores. Schnitzler with the four-point total here in the quarter. And it is 29-24 in favor of Kennesaw. They have led the whole way, but up by as many as 10. Shelton used a 9-0 run to tie it at 18 right before the half. Ball down low, trying to get it to Wires. It's deflected away from behind. Tibbs knocked it out of there. And Shelton will turn it over. That's our first turnover of the half. Tyce Clark for three in transition. It rattles in and out, no good. Ball grabbed by Lane Tibbs before it goes out of bounds. He'll need to try and dump it into Woodman, who didn't see it coming. Schnitzler has it in the lane. They may need a timeout. They will get the timeout. Good job there by Coach Ainram to call the timeout before they turn it over. 4:19 to go here in the third quarter of play. Kennesaw 29 and Shelton 24. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Out of the timeout, Kennesaw takes it underneath their own hoop to Carson Woodman. Skips it up top. Tibbs for three more. That time it's too strong. Rebound tipped to Schnitzler. He hit the bottom of the rim on the way back up. It won't go. And Wires will grab his 10th rebound for Shelton. Down the floor to Ellis. Ellis got caught in traffic. Had to throw up a wild one-hander. It's no good. Rebound to Burr. Long outlet pass into the front court. Tibbs couldn't handle it. They're fighting for it. Wires will grab it, and Kennesaw will turn it over for the first time here in the second half. 29-24 Blue Devils. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Jared Muehlbach up top to Hawks. Into the corner to Pollard. Pollard's taken a couple of threes. Hasn't really worried about making them, but they have to come out and guard him. Now a three-pointer taken by Muehlbach, no good. Wires got the rebound, couldn't finish. Kicks it out in the corner, though, for another three for Ellis. It's no good. And a foul fighting for the loose ball. And if it's on Muehlbach, or was he the one that was pushed? Looks like he was the one that was pushed. Checking in is Wyatt Woodman for Kennesaw. The foul is on Tyce Clark, his second. Second team foul of the half here on Kennesaw. So started off with a lot of points. Now here we go again. We're in a black hole of darkness with nobody moving the scoreboard. Inbound goes to Pollard. They post up Hawks, wraps it back up top to Ellis, swings it right side. Muehlbach for three. It hits the rim short. Hawks gets the rebound to Muehlbach for three. That time it's good. So after the miss, Jared Muehlbach gets fed by Taren Hawks, and he says, yummy. 29-27, the lead down to two. Kennesaw, high post, Woodman. Backdoor Schnitzler open. Missed the little bunny. Off the front of the rim, the ball tipped out into the hands of Muehlbach on a rebound. Outlet pass to Ellis. Kicks it on the wing. Hawks for three in the lead, but no. And the backside rebound will be grabbed by Wyatt Woodman. Woodman now a track meet going on as Tibbs is in the right corner deep. Back out to Burr. Guarded by Hawks, who's been on him all night long. Burr off a long three and nothing but net. You just got to tip your cap there. Kennesaw and Trevor Burr nails the three. Hawks got screened. Just didn't get there quite in time. That's just a good, long, deep three. Hawks can't feel bad about that one defensively. Derek Ellis with the ball. Back into the hands of Shelton down 32-27. Pollard ball fake, and he got Wyatt Woodman to go in the air and land on him. So Woodman with his second personal foul, third team foul. And it was on the drive, so no free throws. Shelton will take it out down in the corner. And back in will be Carson Woodman. throwing it in, unguarded, will be Ellis. They get it right back to him in the corner. His three is too strong. Jared Muehlbach gets his third rebound of the quarter. Down low, Ellis was open. Kick it back out. Muehlbach for three, no good. And the long rebound fought for. Hawks takes some people's feet out. There's four guys on the floor. We have one referee saying he's got a timeout. We've got one saying it's a jump ball. Winning the battle for the loose ball again is Jared Muehlbach, and a timeout called by Shelton. With 1:53 to go here in the third quarter of play, it's Kennesaw 32, Shelton 27. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Shelton. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. In the girls' game, 35-34 Kennesaw. Here in the boys' game, 1:53 to go in the third quarter. Kennesaw leads Shelton, 32-27. Shelton ball up top to Pollard into the corner. The three-pointer on the way by Ellis. No good. Fight for the rebound. Woodman had it. It ends up in the hands of Trevor Burr, and Kennesaw wanted a foul, didn't get it. Skip pass over the right side to Clark. Slow it down, Tibbs, who's got a couple of threes in this quarter. Three threes as a team, and then reaching out to try and knock the ball away from Trevor Burr. Foul going to be called on Taren Hawks. That's his first. Second team foul, and Kennesaw ball at midcourt. Both teams 1-1. Kennesaw beating Blue Hill, falling to Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. Shelton losing to Elm Creek and beating Franklin. Burr with a basketball off the switch. Back up top to Tibbs against the man-to-man defense here. Everything they're trying to screen Hawks, but he is hanging right in there. Over to Tibbs for the three, and he banked it in. Three threes here in the quarter for Lane Tibbs, and the lead now out to eight. Six in a row off back-to-back threes for Kennesaw. Over to Muehlbach. Shake and bake, drives in, runs right into Woodman, and they'll call the charge. And Jared Muehlbach has just picked up his fourth personal foul. He was out of control, and that's why he got the charge running into the big man, Carson Woodman. And checking in, Junior Sasita. Pollard's back in. Schnitzler's back in for Kennesaw. Kennesaw ball, and it looks like we've got the original five starters out there. Burr, Clark, Schnitzler, Tibbs, and Woodman with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Coach Ainram calling the play. They're not going to just hold the ball. So into their offense, Tibbs shakes, gets through the double team. And as he cut back in there, a grab made by Sasita. Second foul on Junior. Fourth team foul. Kennesaw ball on the baseline. And to throw it in will be Trevor Burr. Burr, 14 points. He's hit four threes. Kennesaw looking to get Burr open off a couple of screens. Now they dump it back into Schnitzler. Off-balance jumper, no good. Wires will haul down his 12th rebound. Get it to Ellis, and too much contact down the floor. Tyce Clark couldn't keep up with him and commits his third personal foul. Team fouls now even at four apiece. Shelton really needs a bucket here to gain some ground by the end of the third quarter of play. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Kennesaw, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Dakota Pollard outside the arc. Kick it to the left elbow. Hawks from 15. No good. Clark runs down the rebound for Kennesaw. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Gives it to Burr. Right in front of the Kennesaw bench. Off the screen. Fires the three. That one was off the mark. Rebound, though, brought down offensively by Lane Tibbs. 10 seconds to go. Now Tibbs for the three. It's off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Schnitzler, it's no good. Tapped into the hands of Derek Ellis. And then a jump ball with a second to go. Woodman and Clark got in there to tie him up. And so now Shelton with 1 second. A chance to maybe heave one up from half court. Hawks to throw it in. And an off-balance three, no chance that time. And we're at the end of three quarters of play. It is Kennesaw 35, Shelton 27. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Shelton. An 8-point lead for Kennesaw, and they'll get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Both teams, especially for the kind of pace we've seen and pretty good defense, not a lot of turnovers. Each team I only had with one in the third quarter. 8 for Kennesaw in the game, 6 for Shelton. But Shelton trails by 8, 35-27. Here's Woodman, lost his balance, just throws it up. And then on the putback, a foul will be called. Lane Tibbs got in there to get the putback. He'll get 2 free throws. He hit 3 threes for all 9 of his points in the third quarter. There were 19 more three-pointers attempted in that quarter. In that quarter, Kennesaw was 4 of 9 from three-point land, and Shelton was 2 of 10. The foul is called on Derek Ellis, and that is his fourth. And the free throw by Tibbs is no good. Kennesaw now 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Shelton is 3 of 7. And checking in for Cecita will be Jared Muehlbach. Muehlbach and Ellis each have 4 fouls. Tyce Clark has 3 for Kennesaw. And the second free throw for Tibbs is no good. Rebound to Dakota Pollard. That'll be his fifth. Gives it off to Derek Ellis, and Shelton has their first possession of the fourth quarter. Dribbles right to the top of the circle over on the left side of the key. They'll get it to Hawks against the Kennesaw man-to-man. Nope. Swing it to the right side to Ellis. Ellis drives in, kicks it back out, wires from 15, and he hit it. Spencer now has 9 points in the basketball game, 35-29. Only 4 players have scored so far for Shelton. And the ball tipped and stolen away. Nice play there by Taren Hawks. Hawks brings it to the left side. Pollard, a long three, and he got it. Dakota Pollard, his first bucket of the ball game, is a 21-footer. And it's 35-32. Kennesaw lead down to 3. And Pollard steps in front and makes the steal, but then kind of forgot where he was and took 2 steps and traveled with the basketball. So a break there for Kennesaw. Pollard was looking up the floor to see who to pass the ball to. Still probably pretty excited about just hitting that 3. Trevor Bird to throw it in to Schnitzler. Schnitzler puts it up from 8. No good. Rebound wires. His game-high 13th board. And now an offensive foul going to be called on Shelton for an illegal pick. And that is on Dakota Pollard, his second. Pushing off to try and let his guard get up the floor. 6:46 to go here in our contest, 35-32, Kennesaw by 3, both teams 1-1, and Kennesaw will have it underneath their own hoop with Trevor Burr to throw it in. Goes to the outlet all the way at midcourt. Corey Heyer is in. Heyer trying to get it to Woodman, but the ball kicked by Jared Muehlbach. 9 points for Wires, 8 for Hawks, 7 for Derek Ellis. That leads the way for Shelton. For Kennesaw, 14 for Trevor Burr, 9 for Lane Tibbs, 7 for Carson Woodman, and those were all in the first half. And again, they'll throw it into Heyer, out around midcourt, gives it to Tibbs. Posting up Woodman down low, working against Dakota Pollard, but they don't toss it to him. Now to the free throw line. Heyer will get it to Woodman, who lays it up and in. Good ball movement. Carson Woodman, his first bucket of the second half, 37-32 Kennesaw. as Pollard had to go play the ball. And at the other end, Ellis drives, and it's just knocked out of his hands there by Corey Heyer. And Shelton turns it over. Up the floor, Tibbs. Quick three transition in the corner. It's off the mark, and the rebound brought down by Wires. And here comes Shelton running the basketball to the free throw line, then backing out Ellis to Muehlbach in the corner to Pollard. Guarded there by Woodman. Back out, Hawks, open three. It's going to be off the iron a little deep. And the long rebound is going to be grabbed by Austin Schnitzler. His sixth of the game. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and get you into your weekend. Glad you're along with us. As Kennesaw, a little trouble getting across the timeline. Derek Ellis with some good D, but he's got to be careful. He's got four fouls. Ellis with 7 points all in the first half. He had the first five of the game for Shelton. Since then, pretty quiet. Woodman trying to get it out top to Tibbs. It was tipped, and then a three-second violation while all this is going on against Kennesaw. So each team one turnover in the third quarter. Here in the first 2.5 minutes of the fourth, three more for Kennesaw and two for Shelton. Heyer is out, and Tyce Clark back in for Kennesaw. Shelton basketball, the original five starters on the floor. Ellis, Hawks, Wires, Jared Muehlbach, and Pollard. Top of the circle with it is Ellis. Wires outside the arc, right side to Muehlbach. Can't shake Clark. Quickly reverse it to Pollard. Boy, he wants the three. Decides to dribble on the ball. Fake against Woodman. Into Wires. Couldn't catch it. The ball's knocked away. Picked up by Schnitzler. 37-32. Kennesaw, 5 minutes to go in the game. Blue Devils with Lane Tibbs. He'll dribble out of the double team. They've got Clark open, but a fadeaway three by Trevor Burr won't go. Pollard yanks it down. Kennesaw with 25 three-point attempts, and now Shelton just threw it right to him. Kennesaw has it at midcourt. Kennesaw tried to get their offense set. You can hear the coaches yelling in the background a little bit. Ball back over to Tibbs. Back in the corner to Burr for the three. It's good. Trevor Burr with his fifth three-pointer. When he hits one, they can tend to get up by six or eight. And when he misses a couple, then that's when Shelton gets back into the game, and it's an 8-point lead, 40-32, off back-to-back Kennesaw buckets. And we're down to 4:10 to go. Pollard tries another three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. And the ball ends up in the hands of Clark for Kennesaw. Up by eight with the ball midway through the fourth. Clark dribbling around like a maze of Shelton defenders and hands it off to Trevor Burr. Burr off the screen, pick and roll with Schnitzler, but he's covered on a good defensive switch by the Bulldogs. Kennesaw using some valuable time. Shelton has got to get the ball back here, down by eight. They post up Woodman. Yeah, Pollard reached in and committed the foul. Pollard says no. Well, he lost his balance and fell on top of him, so that one was an easy call. That'll be the third on Pollard and the seventh team foul of the half on Shelton. And so Carson Woodman will go to the line. He is one of two, 9 points. I've got him for eight boards, 3:40 to go. Pollard checks out, and Owen Madden will come in for Shelton. Front end of the 1-1 for the 6'2" sophomore. And Woodman puts it up, and no good, too strong. Rebound brought down by Wires, who continues to dominate the glass. Hands it off to Derek Ellis. Ellis, they clear it out for him, but he gives it to Hawks. Hawks in the corner, bounce pass down low to Wires, leans in against the double team, out to Ellis. Quick three on away, and good. Big three, Derek Ellis on the assist from Spencer Wires, and it's 40-35 now. With 3:15 to go, Kennesaw's lead is at five. Hawks all over Trevor Burr. Makes him give it to Tibbs. Tibbs to the elbow on the left side. Gives it to Schnitzler. His jump shot off the heel again. Patty cake for the basketball. Ends up in the hands of Carson Woodman. He tries to throw it back out front. It's going to be picked off there by Taren Hawks. Gives it to Ellis. Back up top, Hawks. Down five, 2:50 to go in the game. Shelton to Ellis. Yeah, they're going to get him. That was one of those, do you call the walk or not? He did just a little shuffle as he started his dribble, and the official kind of hesitated like I did looking at it and said, no, that's a walk. So Shelton had six turnovers in three quarters. They've got five here in the fourth quarter. Kennesaw has four in the fourth quarter after having eight. So the pressure getting to both teams with 2:50 to go. Schnitzler double-teaming in the right-hand corner. dribbles out of there and then throws it over Lane Tibbs' head and out of bounds. Another turnover. Earlier tonight, the Nebraska volleyball team comes away as a winner. And they will face Texas tomorrow in the Elite Eight. In the Division II tournament, Concordia St. Paul wins again. They're one win away from their seventh national championship, and Shelton just went over and back. Little miscommunication. The ball went behind Muehlbach, and another Shelton turnover. Concordia St. Paul will play BYU Hawaii, the number 3 and 4 teams in the country. BYU Hawaii beat West Texas A&M in 5 sets. We'll give you some other Division I scores here in a little bit, but right now it's 40-35, Kennesaw leading Shelton with 2:15 to go in our boys' game. Earlier tonight, Kennesaw held on for a 35-34 win in the girls' game, and Kennesaw's gone to the four corners here. Shelton setting in a zone. They got to come out and trap, and they do get the ball to Clark. He's in a little bit of trouble, throws it over the top to Burr. Down low, Woodman. He doesn't even look to shoot. 1:55 to go. It's keep-away time. Kennesaw by 5. If it's not a layup, they're not going to shoot it, it would appear. Clark gives it off to Tibbs. And Shelton's got to decide what they want to do, either man up or get real aggressive here, because Kennesaw's really kind of easily burning the clock right now. Schnitzler drives baseline, reverse layup, tough shot, no good, but Tibbs got the offensive putback, blocked by Wires. Now Woodman blocked by Wires again, and it ends up in the hands of Lane Tibbs. 4 opportunities here for Kennesaw. 1:20 to go in the game. Dribbling around, a foul will finally be called to stop the clock, and a 1-1 with 1:17 to go. Boy, I thought Spencer Wires getting the back-to-back blocks could have been the moment of the game, but Shelton couldn't grab the loose ball. Kennesaw had 3 shots from 3 feet, and nothing went. Foul called on Spencer Wires, his second. At the line, shooting the 1-1, Trevor Burr, and the first one up and in. That's who Kennesaw wants there. He has a game-high 18 points, 41-35. In favor of Kennesaw. Second free throw now. And again, 3-pointers on her palm, making them have been, but we've had a ton shot tonight by both teams. Second free throw, Burr bounces around and in. Hits them both, and a timeout on the floor by Shelton. With 1:17 to go in the ball game, it is Kennesaw 42, Shelton 35. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Shelton, 1:17 left in our boys' game. It's Kennesaw 42, Shelton 35. Shelton has 2 timeouts remaining, and it is their basketball. A reminder to Shelton fans, last night's game with Wilcox-Hildreth was postponed. They've moved that to January 2nd afternoon tilt. Right now, Hawks with it. Back up top to Muehlbach. Ellis, long 3, in and out, rattled around, off the glass, no good. Austin Schnitzler got the rebound. It was a good-looking shot. Now pressure in the backcourt, and a foul will be called as the big fella, Dakota Pollard, wraps up Tyce Clark. They had some pretty good defense on there, but with the crowd yelling to foul, that's what Shelton did. Kennesaw would have been in trouble. They'd already used up about 5 seconds and had only made it about 5 feet up the floor. So a 1-1 coming up here for Tyce Clark. He has not scored tonight. He's 0-1 at the line. 56 seconds remaining, and the free throw is on the way, and it is too strong, but the rebound came out to Schnitzler, and they have to foul him. right there was Owen Madden, who commits the foul, and the ball just careened right back over his head. He had the position and just took a funny hop. And Schnitzler now will shoot two. We're at the double bonus. And the free throw good. 3 for 3 at the line for Austin Schnitzler. He has 5 points. 43-35 Kennesaw. 54 seconds to go. And the second free throw no good. Spencer Wires with an amazing 16 rebounds. Hawks NBA 3 off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Schnitzler, and another foul with 42 seconds remaining in the game. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up next. Want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you tonight's doubleheader. At the line to shoot two will be Schnitzler after the third foul on Taren Hawks. And the free throw good. Chance to get the lead to 10. Schnitzler wastes no time, and he hits them both. So that's going to do it, tying the largest lead of the game, 45-35. And then for some reason, trying to make a steal in the backcourt, Trevor Burr commits a foul. Or are they going to call an illegal pick? That's what happened. They called it an illegal screen, and that's why Trevor Burr hit the ground so hard. Owen Madden got the foul, and it will be Kennesaw ball on the sideline here. So on the offensive foul, just change possessions. And Kennesaw to throw it in. They will get it quickly into Woodman, who doesn't want it. Gets it to Tibbs. A foul will be called. And they're still fighting for the ball. I don't think they heard the whistle down here. But nonetheless, a foul. Two free throws coming up. And it just allows Kennesaw to extend the lead here. It was 35-32, and that's as close as Shelton would get. And now it's 45-35. Kennesaw with the lead. And at the line to shoot two will be Lane Tibbs. Missed a couple earlier. 9 points on 3 threes in the third quarter, a key stretch for him. As the free throw this time is up, and it is in. He's got 10. And now Shelton will start to clear the bench a little bit. Junior Cicita is going to come back in. Here's Nick Redinger checking in. Kennesaw will put in Jeremiah Ponick, if this free throw goes, for Lane Tibbs. 37 seconds remain, and it's up and in. So Tibbs is finished with 11 points, 6 rebounds, and a blocked shot in tonight's contest. And more substitutes coming in. And for Kennesaw this time, Isaiah McChesney. Shelton's going to bring in Jaden Ullman, 5'11 freshman. And Muehlbach will come out. So most of the guys have registered for the final few seconds here of our game. And it'll be Shelton ball. They'll throw it in to Ullman. And at midcourt, Ullman turns, and they're going to call him for a walk. Shelton thought maybe there was a foul, and that's why he walked. He made some contact there with Ponick. Nonetheless, Shelton turned it over more in the fourth quarter than they did in the first three quarters combined, and that's what eventually did them in. 35 seconds remaining in the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. 47-35. Kennesaw will get the win. They get the ball in to Keaton Harpham, putting pressure on him. The ball is stolen. They'll kick it out. Hawks over to Ellis. Long range three off the heel. No good. Backside rebound is grabbed by Redinger. Back out. The ball run down at midcourt to Hawks. Hawks back over to Ellis into the corner. To Ullman, swings it back out to Hawks, 10 seconds to go. Hawks takes the three, it's well off the mark. The ball will be grabbed by Kennesaw, but then they call him for a double dribble. And with 4 seconds to go, one last chance at a shot here for Shelton. And they will throw it up top, and it's picked off, and that'll be the end of the basket. Well, then our official doesn't want the game to get over. Trying to dribble it out was Keaton Harpham, and they called him for a double dribble. 1.7 into Ellis, 30-footer at the horn, no good, and that is the end of the ball game. So Kennesaw ends the game on a 12-3 run, and they win it by 12. Kennesaw 47 and Shelton 35. Kennesaw 2-1. Shelton Falls to 1-2. And Kennesaw sweeps the doubleheader here tonight after winning the girls game 35-34. We'll be back and bring you the final stats and chat with Coach Jack Anram of the Kennesaw Blue Devils after this on the Bisco Sports postgame show.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
And welcome back to Shelton and the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, where tonight's doubleheader is in the books. And it's time for the Bisco Sports postgame show. Bisco Sports, see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, you'll get your game on at Bisco Sports, serving all of our area athletes and schools from their storefront location in Orr. They travel the state to make sure everybody has the best gear that they need for success. Here's a look at the final stats. First of all, for Shelton, I had Derek Ellis with 10 points, and that led the way tonight. He had 4 rebounds. Nick Redinger got a late rebound. Taryn Hawks had 8 points and 4 rebounds. Spencer Wires played strong tonight, 9 points, a game-high 16 rebounds and 2 blocks. Jared Muehlbach ends up with 5 points and 4 rebounds. And Dakota Pollard had 3 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 17 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 13 in the first half of play. And in the second half of play, it was 3 of 17 for Shelton. Turnovers, 5 of the first half, 9 in the second half, including 8 in the fourth quarter. Shelton had 18 points at halftime. They scored 17 in the second half, and the Bulldogs finish with 35 points, 35 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 5 of 30 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 14 turnovers. Shelton falls to 1-2 on the season. And up next for the Bulldogs, they will be at Red Cloud 1 week from tonight and at Lawrence Nelson 1 week from Saturday. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Kennesaw after this on the Bisco Sports postgame show.
Are you looking for more protection against bad weather hitting your crops than federal crop insurance alone can provide? The Kroll Agency now offers total weather insurance, providing supplemental coverage against drought, excess moisture, heat stress, and fall freeze. And the program pays out automatically when bad weather hits. That means no paperwork and no adjuster coming out to your farm. Call the Kroll Agency to learn more and get a free quote today. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland. Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They were led tonight by Trevor Burr. Trevor hit 5 3-pointers tonight, ended up with a game-high 19 points. He had 7 rebounds. Tyce Clark had 5 rebounds. Austin Schnitzler, 7 points all in the second half. He was 5 of 6 at the free throw line. He had a team-high 9 rebounds. Lane Tibbs, 11 points. He was hot in the third quarter when he hit 3 threes, 11 points, 6 rebounds, and a block shot. Corey Heyer had 1 rebound. Jeremiah Ponich had 1 rebound. Wyatt Woodman, 1 point, 1 rebound, 1 block. And Carson Woodman got off to a great start. He had 7 points in the first quarter. He finished with 9 points, also tied for the team high in rebounds with 9. 21 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 9 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Kennesaw, 3 of 14 in the first half, but they were 5 of 12, it looks like, here in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Kennesaw had 19 points at halftime, 28 more in the second half. The Blue Devils finished with 47 points, 39 rebounds, 11 out of 19 at the free throw line, 8 of 26 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 16 turnovers. Kennesaw improves to 2-1 with a 47-35 victory over the Shelton Bulldogs. And up next for Kennesaw, they'll be home tomorrow night against Arcadia Loup City. We'll see them Tuesday night when they travel to Amherst. And then next Friday, they are at Silver Lake. So a Kennesaw 6 games in before heading over to the Harvard Holiday Tournament. And head coach Jack Ingram joins us here in the Misco Sports post-game show. And coach, every time you got a little bit of a lead, Shelton found a way to get back into ball games. Just never could put the foot on their throat tonight.
No, they did a good job of defending what we were trying to do. And we make that little run. Matt made some good adjustments and tried to take Trevor out of the game. And he did a pretty good job, so we thought we'd try to feed off him. And Lane hit some big shots. I knew he was capable. He's been doing it, but, you know, just had to do it for the first time.
Yeah, first quarter, you got the points that you wanted out there. Boy, after the girls' game where the girls struggled to get some points, you guys came out on fire, hit some early shots, both sides did, and then you completely shut Shelton down there for quite some time. But in the process, you guys kind of shut it down as well. Both teams were not turning it over till the fourth quarter, but the shots just didn't fall. And Carson Woodman and Trevor Burr got you out of the gate hot tonight.
Yeah, we were running our transition, and we were hitting a corner when we were trying to feed off it and set a pick on that low side, and it was working pretty well. And they started to sag off on the weak side, and we wouldn't reverse the ball. We just didn't see it. If we'd have done that, I think we'd have probably got some pretty good looks on the weak side. But that's, you know, we're relatively inexperienced, so we're going to get better as we play. And we've made some strides since Tuesday night, I think. So
you're not a big team, although Carson did battle pretty good against Wires in there tonight. But you kind of held your own on the boards. In fact, you out-rebounded Shelton tonight.
Yeah, at halftime we talked about that a little bit. We were not helping very well on the weak side. You probably heard me say that a few times on the sideline there. And when we got that kind of figured out, we had to pick our poison a little bit. We had to decide which guy we were going to, you know, sag off of and help with. And, you know, fortunately for us, they missed a few shots that, I'll tell you what, they normally make. And you know, a little nerves, maybe close game. You know, they're relatively inexperienced too, some of their kids. So, I was pretty happy. In fact, I was pretty pleased with the way we played tonight, especially defensively in that second half.
You mentioned the threes a little bit there. Trevor had 5 of them, and Lane hit the other 3. That was it tonight. But there were a ton of 3 points shot tonight. I had you guys 8 for 26, and I had them from Shelton 5 for 30. Is that going to have to be a part of your game this year from outside the arc?
Well, yeah, you know, the BDS game, we didn't shoot well from out there, and a lot of that had to do with their defense.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to put the ball in from outside a little bit until our posts get a little experience and they can start finishing plays a little bit for us. I think we'll be a good ball club in the post by the end of the year, but right now we're just kind of filling it out a little bit and trying to get a good idea of what we're supposed to be doing. So,
well, you're right back on the horse here. You've got to go home tomorrow to play Arcadia Loup City, who is a solid program, and
yeah.
Then Amherst, maybe going to have one of their best boys basketball teams in a long time on Tuesday. Just your thoughts on maybe those games and what you have to do to prepare.
Well, Paul does a great job at Loup City. He's a great coach. In fact, I watch film and try to learn things from him when I can. His kids will be ready to play. The Rasmussen kid's the real deal. He's really good. I don't know about the Arcadia players. I have not seen him on film. So I've just talked to a few people about it. And Amherst, you know, last year with the seniors we had and stuff, they gave us a run at home. I took some of my kids out and we got about a 15-point lead, and they got it down to 5 and 7. So I know they can shoot the ball. And if they get hot from the three, it's kind of a bad deal for us, because then you got to go out and defend. And they got a couple kids in the post that'll hurt us if we can't help off.
Now, a very important question before we let you go here. Does Grandpa Jack have all the Christmas presents bought for the new grandchildren? One new and one, of course, Evan, wanted to be here in spirit.
Oh, tonight. I know. Yeah. Well, we might have to ask Grandma Susan is what we might have to ask, because she does most of that. But I've got a few of them bought and kind of looking forward to it. I'm trying to grow my beard out, but it won't grow. So I won't look anything like Santa Claus, I'm afraid.
Well, Jack, we'll see you guys on Tuesday. Congratulations on the win tonight. Have a good one tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. Jack Ingram, the head boys basketball coach here at Kennesaw, as Kennesaw wins them both tonight, 47-35 of the boys, 35-34 in the girls. We'll be back to wrap things up, give you a couple of other scores right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Tonight in college volleyball, Nebraska advances on by sweeping San Diego in three sets. They will play Texas tomorrow night in the Elite Eight at 8 o'clock at the Devaney Center. Texas beat American University tonight in four sets. Some other volleyball tonight in those regionals. Penn State was able to advance on to the Elite Eight as well by beating Michigan State. Stanford beat Minnesota. Washington swept Kansas. Also tonight, Wisconsin knocked off Florida State in a big match. And Purdue beat Illinois in straight sets. So, again, still plenty of folks out there. BYU and USC, the only match that is still going on. No real major upsets tonight so far in the NCAA Division I volleyball tournament. And in Division II, the number one team, Tampa, went out last night. The six-time defending national champions, Concordia St. Paul, will be playing for their seventh consecutive national championship tomorrow when they play against BYU Hawaii. In basketball, a lot of games already in the books tonight, so let's run down some of the scores before we wrap it up as you're on the road to wherever your final Friday destination is. Girls tonight, Amherst beat Loomis 56-40. We'll have Bertrand Loomis doubleheader tomorrow at 6 here on Classic Hits. Other girls' games, Arapahoe over Southwest 51-29. Arcadia Loup City edged Gibbon 42-39. Centura got by Adams Central 53-45. Columbus Lakeview over Aurora 51-41. SCOTUS down Central Catholic 37-28. Elm Creek edged SEM 59-56. In other girls' action, St. Cecilia beat Donovan Trumbull 65-39. Hershey down Cozad. Holdridge over Hastings 57-40. Kearney Catholic blast Ord 55-18. Lawrence Nelson over Franklin 30-19. Lincoln Southeast beat Grand Island 45-27. Minden, no problem with Broken Bow, 60-18. Pleasanton down Elwood 47-35. Ravenna girls beat Burwell 54-31. Red Cloud over Harvard 31-20. Sandhill Stedford beat Ansley Litchfield 54-42. Shelby Rising City beat Giltner 63-33. And Wilcox Hildreth beat Alma in overtime by a score of 42-37. A few of the boys' scores that have made their way in that we can tell you about tonight. Columbus Lakeview beat Aurora in overtime, 58-54. Cozad beat Hershey. Elwood down Pleasanton, 75-46. In overtime, Holdridge beat Hastings, 50-46. It was Humphrey St. Francis over Hartland Lutheran. Lawrence Nelson down Franklin. Lincoln High beat Kearney, 65-54 in the boys' game tonight. Lincoln Southeast, no problem with the Grand Island boys, 67-34. Kearney Catholic beat Ord, 54-48. And Ravenna beat Burwell, 66-47. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes. Stop by and see before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Again, tonight in the girls' game, Kennesaw holds on 35-34, pulling down 48 rebounds, getting 13 points and 13 rebounds from Brenna Schneider. Jessica Koning had 14 to lead Shelton. And in the boys' game, Trevor Burr had 19 points to lead Kennesaw to a 47-35 win over Shelton. Tomorrow night, it's Bertrand Loomis at 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Tuesday, Ravenna will play Kearney Catholic. Thursday, Gibbon and Ravenna. Friday, Elm Creek, Kearney Catholic. And next Saturday, Pleasanton and Wilcox Hildreth. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. 47-35, the final score tonight as Shelton falls at home to Kennesaw. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates.